And if you have a test, you can't get out.
No, not yet. So we're doing Dav Zayin Amud Beis. We're learning Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Pesachim Zayin Amud Beis. Yesterday we learned what's the makor. Manani Mili, what's the makor that B'dikas Chametz is done la'or haner. If you remember yesterday, we did a little bit of a quick chazal what we said yesterday. Yesterday we said that what do you mean? What's the makor that you have to do B'dikas Chametz by the Igmar Dav Dalid said, the reason why you do it by the light of the candle is the offer of the Zika. So what is the Gemara suggesting? And the Gemara says, what's the Makori? Why we should do it? The light of the candle. So the answer is really the other way around. That's what we said from Rashi. Rashi Dav Dalid says the other way around. Really, first start Al-Sugah. Al-Sugah Dav Zayin says that you have to do the light of the candle. What's the Makori for that? The Makori for that is from the Joshua's which we learned. The Chippos has to be done with a candle. Then the Gemara has another question. So you have to do it for the candle. When do you have to do it? Do you do it at night or do you do it at day? And the answer is no. Once you tell me you have to do it with the light of a candle, then it's possible you have to do it at nighttime. Why? Because the light of a candle is good at night. So again, the first aleph base of the sugar is, how do you know how to do a bedika? That's the sugar of Zayin Amud Beis, where it tells you the metzia is with chippos, and chippos is with an air. The next stage is, now that you tell me you have to do it with an air, when do you do it? That you do it at night time, because the oil is yopel of bedika. That's one shot. One shot based on Rashi's Abdalit. Others say, the Tzlach says that the shayla of the Gemara was, how do you know you have to do it as a candle as opposed to a madura, as opposed to an Abdallah candle? How do we know you have to do it with a candle? Maybe you have to do it with an Abdallah candle. So the Gemara says, that I've got a raya because Matthias is chippos and chippos is within there. So you see, you have to use a candle. So Manani Mili, the shayla is one of two things. How do you know, b'chlal you have to use a light or a candle, or how do you know the candle has to be a single flame and not a madura? So the Gemara said, Rav Chista told us, we learn it from a fourfold drasha. We have a pasuk says, Bariya Bani Motzi. We have a pasuk that says, Chippus. So we now know that Yimotze is linked to Chippus. Another, then we take a chippos and we say chippos is linked with neiros, and then we take the neiros and link them to net, and that's how we know that you always have to do a bdika with a net. So what was wrong with neiros? Why do we need the fourth drasha? Why do we need the fourth drasha? Why do we need to say that we learn it from Neiros, and Neiros to learn from there. What was wrong with simply learning from the Neiros? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk that we chose for Neiros is talking about Hashem searching the streets of Yerushalayim b'Neiros. And then you might have thought that what Hashem searching the streets for, he's looking to see if there's Averis. So maybe Hashem Dafka chose to use a candle light for such a thing, because he didn't want to have such a great light. A great light would show up, would lighten up even the smallest of Averis. And Hashem didn't want to do that. Hashem wanted to look only for the big Averis. And therefore he used, kiviyachol, a candlelight. But we can't say that for B'dikas Chametz. B'dikas Chametz, their job is to search to make sure that there's absolutely no lights whatsoever, no chametz whatsoever. So how do we know, how can we know that we can use a candlelight for B'dikas Chametz? A candlelight is definitely not as bright as a normal, as a avuka, as a Haftorah candle. It's not as bright as that. So the Gemara says, you know what, I've got another pasuk. The pasuk tells me that And that means that Hashem's really looking, searching. In the Kol Chavi Boten, Rashi says it's a proper looking. It's not just a shitchis picker looking. It's to really search it. The B'dikim Al Yoso, because it says Chavis Kol Chavi Boten. It's mamish, a proper searching through the innermost heart. Ah, if there it says use an air, so you see, even for the most profound of searches, even for the most extreme searches, you should use a candle light. That was a sikkum of what we had in the sugya of the Gemara yesterday. Today we have to learn tesis veneris mine. Let's do this tesis a little bit slowly because it needs a careful analysis. Vikasha. Tesis, the last tesis on page 9 of Advice. Vikasha. Veneris mine. You learn how neiris from neir. It says the pasuk of Achapis is Yerushalayim Baneiros. Maybe that's a special kulah. No, we learn that miner. It says another pasuk now Hashem Nishmas Odo. Because the Avile Lameima Chipus miner, Veloy Neiros miner. What are we trying to look for? What are we trying to find out? We're trying to find out what does Chipus mean? Does Chipus mean Abdullah candles, maduras, torches, or does chibos mean a single candle? So why does the Gemara say that we're learning out neiros from there? We're not learning out neiros from there, we're learning out chibos from there. Surely that's what we're trying to find out, how to be mechapes. Mechapes, a god of heichel, how do you do mechapes, how do you do chibos? So we had one pasuk saying, achapes is Yerushalayim baneiros. That's one pasuk. But maybe we're not so happy with that pasuk because, on the other hand, maybe that one is special kula. Okay, so I'll tell you another pasuk. I'll tell you a pasuk that does seem near, even though it's a proper searching. Even though it's a proper searching, I'll tell you another pasuk that does seem near. So what are we learning in the end of the day? What are we trying to learn? What does chippus mean? Is chippus done with a madura, or the chippus done with a ne? So it should have said, we learn our chippus from ne. We learn our chippus from ne, and that one didn't work. So we learn our chippus from ne. Clear the question? If Bernard, you're following? What's your parents?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I am following.
Great. Baruch Hashem. Very good. Okay, so that's the question. The question is, why does the Gemara say you learn out neiros from there? It should say chippus from there. Not the Gemara. Lord Tosfos. The kach ish afaish. Because of this question, sorry. V'yesh lo ima. I missed that. V'yesh lo ima. The chippus loiko yaner. Chippus is not referring to the ner. If you look at the pasuk says, Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Odom Chayfez Kol Chadivotem. Right? That's not saying Chayfez is with an Ne'er. Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Odom. Ne'er Hashem is Nishmas Odom. And Chayfez Kol Chadivotem. It's not saying how he's checking. In the previous pasuk it says Achapez is Yerushalayim Ba'aneiros. I will search with Neiris. That's my understanding of how to check. But this pasuk is not saying that. It's saying, Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Odom. The Nishmas Odom is a Ne'er of Hashem. Chayfez, Hashem is searching Kol Chadri Botem. So the Chayfez is not really going on the Ne'er at all. Chippus loikoi aner. Mekach yesh v'parish. The Yalif Chippus d'ner mechippus Yerushalayim shehi b'neiris. That's why we learn the chippus of the ner from the chippus of Yerushalayim, which is b'neiros. Oison neiros miner. So what we say, we're learning, how do we know that you're meant to search with a candle? How do we know I'm meant to search with a candle? Because there's one pasuk that tells me I have to search with a candle. Which pasuk? There's only one pasuk that tells me I have to search with a candle. Which pasuk is that? That is the only pasuk that tells me how to search. It's the only pasuk that says you search with a candle. Fine. Now that I know that you search with a candle from that pasuk of Neiros, we now learn Neiros Miner. Now what candle are we talking about? Are we talking about a candle which is a vuka, a massive flame, or a simple candle flame? That we learn from Ne. Neiros Miner. We make a comparison the Neiros to the Ne. In other words, Tosfos has a kasha. Why don't we learn chippus directly to Ne, from Ne? It says Ne Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayfiv Kachad Devotim. Why can't we learn straight chippus from Ne? Why are we doing? Why are we saying Neiros from Ne? The Neiros you're learning from Ne. The answer is yes, you have to, because we've got no pasuk telling me to do a chippus with a Ne. We don't have such a pasuk. What we do have is we have a pasuk to say chippus with a Neiros. And then we have another drasha, Neiros to Ne. Another drasha defining the Ne. Defining the Ne. Don't tell me Hashem specifically chose a Ne because he didn't want to find the small Aveiros. No, you find elsewhere where the word Ne is used when it's to look for the most innermost thoughts with the most profound of checking. So the Ne, when it's spoken to in the Torah, is referring to a proper checking. A proper light, a proper, not just to see the big things. So Mamela, we now plug that into the Neiros of Ba'esahir Chabes Yisrushalayim Ba'Neiros. What type of candles are we talking about? Are we talking about candles that don't show up everything, or candles that show up everything? We now know Neiros means candles that show up everything. Ah, and it says a Chabes Yisrushalayim Ba'Neiros. We should search Yisrushalayim with Neiros. What Neiros? The Neiros similar to Hashem Nishmas Adam, a Neiros which can show everything, which is sufficient to show everything. From here we see a candlelight, a single candlelight is sufficient for a gewaltige bdika. It's sufficient for checking for the most smallest of chometz. A candlelight is suitable. Let's go over what Tosfos asked. Tosfos had a kasha, the kasha, davele lemeim achipus miner. We should have learned, why did Gemara say you learn Neiros from there, you should learn Chippus from there. The Pasuk says, Ne Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayves. So we should have learned Chippus from there. Why are we doing Neiros from there? The Yishlema says Tosfos. The Chippus Loi Koyane.
Sorry, where are we learning Neiros from there?
Right, the Tosfos asking, why are we learning Neiros from there? Why don't we learn Chippus from there? That's what we want to know at the end of the day. Isn't that what we want? We want to know.
I understand the question, but where he's saying, why are we learning Neiros from there? Where do we learn Neiros from there?
Gemara said so. The Gemara says, the Neiros Miner. You saw that in the Gemara? Where is that? The Gemara is... from the two dots, we go down four lines, you see it.
Why don't we learn chippus from there?
So what's the answer? The answer to Tosfos is that chippus isn't talking about ner there. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayfiz Kachadivotem there's an asnachta after Nishmas Adam. It's two separate parts of a psukim. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So it's two separate psukim, really. Two separate parts of the psukim. So the chayfes, the chippus, is not referring back onto the ne. So we can't do that. What we can do is clarify for us what a candle is. That's what we can do. Let's clarify for ourselves what a candle is. So basically, a chabbis is a shrine by neus. You should check. You should search your shrine with neus. So, chippus is done with candles. Now, let's define for ourselves candles. What is a candle? A candle is something that
you can only see the big things with? Or is a candle even good enough to help us find even the smallest of chametz? So that we can make a shovel, a hekesh. It says ne'eros by chapeses shalayim ba'ne'eros. And it says ne'er when it's talking about Hashem checking kol chavivotin. So you see, ne'er is a very good clear tool to check for things. And therefore, when it said achapes as Yerushalayim baneiros, it meant with that tool that's so good for checking for things, a single candle flame. Right, so that's the first part of Tesis. Kachish Safarish. So Yerushalayim the chippus loykoyne, the kachish Safarish, the yalef chippus dene, the chippus Yerushalayim shibaneiros. How do we know they have to check with a candle? We learn that from chippus Yerushalayim. And now define for us what neiros is. And those neiros you learn from there. How to define what a candle is, you learn that from there. I've counted the first part of Tesis. Now this Tesis ends off now with three last lines.
Okay, so sorry that I'm a bit stupid, but so how do you get the neiros from there? And since
the pasuk in two places speaks about neiros, one place in Spania and one place in Mishlei, and in Mishlei that neir is it's a great tool for checking. So Vareila, the neiros that was spoken about in Spania, I'm talking about the same type of nair, meaning a nair that's a very good tool for checking.
So maybe you should have two nairs. You should use one, maybe not good enough.
But that we don't have a rifle. You're right. And it says, I'll check your shalayim baneiros. How do you understand what that means? You're right. Bernard is good at aura. I think Bernard, Yossi asked us in the Beis Medrash.
Okay, sorry.
The era when I was still there. But it's a good aura. Well, how do you understand what it means? In that time, I'll check Yerushalayim baneiros. So does it mean Hashem's carrying two candles? Or does it mean he will check them with candles? It means he'll check one street with a candle, then that candle will finish to light another candle. And I'll light that, I'll check that street with a candle.
Hashem will have to light candles.
It's all kiviyachal, it's all a moshel.
Yeah, but if Hashem wanted to do it one nail, he'll say one nail. He doesn't have to say nerot. What's it coming to teach us by saying the plural? Can't say, it's much easier, it'll save some ink if we say nail, that's what he meant.
If Hashem wants to talk to us in our language, like you said, Hashem doesn't need a candle. So if he wants to talk to us in our language, so in our language, a candle doesn't last forever. So if you want to search the streets of Yerushalayim looking for Averis, so you're going to have to light more than one candle. Again, you don't need to light any candles. Hashem doesn't need to light candles. But if he's already speaking to us in a loshem for us to understand, then it's quite clear, if I tell you to search through Yerushalayim, the streets of Yerushalayim, one candle's not sufficient. Not because I need to hold both at the same time. But it's not enough of a candle to search the whole streets. So when it says Beneiros, it means how you want to relate to it as searching streets. What do you mean Hashem's searching anyway? Hashem's searching, Hashem doesn't know what's there. Well, what's Tam the whole pasuk talking about?
Have a chiddush for
the Okay, one second. Every word of that pasuk, every word of that pasuk is telling us something. It's a muscle for us to understand. So it's for us to understand. So if it's for us to understand, the neyos is also for us to understand. When you're searching streets, you need more than one candle. Not simultaneous, one after another. So that's how I'm understanding the Gemara here. Yossi's got a chiddush. Yossi, can it wait till the end of Tesis? Because it's an important part of Tesis now.
It's the answer to the question.
Okay, fine.
It doesn't, al tikra banerot, ela ben rut.
Oh, Yossi.
Check out Yerushalayim using Mashiach.
Very good, very good. And somebody says that. Very, very nice. Okay, fine. But the mice we're learning from is something about candles, right? But very good. Okay. Bernard Mitzami, you like that one.
Right, start off with a good line.
Right, sounds good. Okay, so the last three lines of the places now. So the first part of places, I hope we all followed. I know Yossi and Yeshua came just at the tail end of it. But places had a question, why are we doing Neris from there? Learn Chippos from there. And the same pasuk of Nashem Nishvah is also Chippos. It says Chippos, it says Ne. Learn Chippos from there. The places says, no, why not? Because that pasuk Nashem Nishvah is also Chippos. Chippos is not saying how you check with a candle. That's not what the pasuk is saying. It doesn't say chupes b'ner. That's only on the other pasuk it said that. Chupes chapis es Yerushalayim b'neirit. I will check with candles. That's only in the pasuk in Tzvanya. The pasuk in Mishi does not say that. And therefore we can't learn chupes from there. But what we can do is we learn chupes b'ner to tell us in chapis es Yerushalayim b'neirit. How to check? You check with candles. But to find for me a candle, is a candle something just to see the big things, or candles is equally suitable to check for the smallest of the small? That we see from there, Hashem, Nishmas Adam, Chayfes Kol Chazivatim, but there, Chippos was to see the most smallest of the small. And therefore, since in the conjunction of that pasuk, it said the word Ner, but now check it with the Ner. In the conjunction of that pasuk, it says the word Ner, we can now learn Gdei Shava, Neris, Ner. Just like there, and there was a great tool, so to Neiris, Achapes as Yerushalayim B'Neiris, is a great tool for checking for things. Now here's the last part of Tesis. V'Otis Shapir, Tahashto Tzorech Lasuy Kro Dechipos Neiris, Leisagi Beko Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. Cryptic last lines of Tosis. Simplistically simple. V'asi shapi. Now it's great. Now the pasuk needed to bring the pasuk of chippos neyois leisagi b'kro dener Hashem nishmas odom. And it's not sufficient just with the pasuk of ner Hashem nishmas odom. Kipshuto Tosis is asking. He's answering. He's come to answer a question which he hasn't spoken out. He's come to answer the question which Mordechai asked the other day. Why on earth did we bring the pasuk of Va'eis Hahi Echapes Es Yerushalayim B'Neiris? Why didn't we go straight to the pasuk Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom? Why didn't we go straight to the pasuk Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom? If that's such a great pasuk, why didn't we just go there? We should have said like this. How do you know that Bezikas Chomets is done with a candle? How do you know that? I'll tell you. Because it says, Shivas Yomim, Sari Lo Yimot Se Bavatecha. And it says, Vechapes Begodel Echeil, Kolekot Nekile, Vayimot Se. So we see that Chippos is to do with Metziah. Ah, so you have to search when you're looking for Chomets. And how do you search? Now Hashem Nishmas Odom. Chayves. But you learn from there that you do it with a net. Why did we need that middle posuk of Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiris?
But isn't there a question now? Why do you need the question of Nishmas Aner and Nishmas Adam, your kukra? You don't need that pasuk. You should just go straight to the pasuk of Yechapes Yerushalayim B'Neiros.
Right. Had we just had the pasuk Yechapes Yerushalayim B'Neiros, then we would have thought maybe a candle is not such a great effective tool for checking things. Because Hashem wanted to make it easier for us, and he looked only for the big avers. How do I know a candle got even to look for the most inner, smallest of things? That you only see Adam, you see that Hashem searched the innermost thoughts, which are really for looking for things. And therefore, you see a candle is a very effective tool. But why don't we just go straight there? Why do we need the previous pasuk? Why don't we just go straight to that pasuk? Says Tosis, based on what he's just explained, everything's good. Why? Because that Tosis says, in the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom, Chayfis Kol Chazivatim, it never explains to us how to check. It doesn't say a Chayfis B'Ner, that I'll check with a candle. So if I just have the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom, Chayfis Kol Chazivatim, I'd never know that a candle is linked to Chippos. I wouldn't know that. But that ends the pasuk of Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiros. I need the pasuk Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiros to tell me that Chippos is done with candles. And now you need to clarify the effectivity of a ner. That's what you now have to do. Is a ner an effective tool? Ah, so then we have another pasuk, Ner Hashem, where you learn Ner is from Ner. Just like the Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam is a very effective tool, so too, the Ner is spoken about in Spanya is also a very effective tool. So it says Tosfos, this question which I started with, the Ner is Ner, leads us to understanding a different thing. We had the question, why are we saying you learn Ner is from Ner? You learn Chippos from Ner. So Tosfos says the third place it said is that the Chippos is not actually referring back to checking with a candle. So Tosfos, once you told me that, I understand something else. Why did we ever bring the pasuk of Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiros? Why did you bring it in the first place? Why didn't we just go to Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam? If the first pasuk is not such a good pasuk, so why didn't we go just straight to the second pasuk? Terence says, you need both. You need both. Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiros tells me that Chippos is done with Neiros. And then you need another pasuk to tell me, no, what's Neiros? Neiros is a good tool or not a good tool? Is it an effective tool or not? Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam defines for us what a Ner is. A Ner is an effective tool. That's why we needed this, both these psukim. That's what Tosfos says. That is a very, very interesting point that comes out from Tosfos. I say, you've all learned Gemara before, and you've seen countless times when the Gemara brings one pasuk, and then brings another pasuk. And we never ask, so why do you have the first pasuk? If the second pasuk is better than the first pasuk, why do you have the first pasuk? Because the derech of Shaf is that I'll suggest to you a pasuk, and if you don't like my pasuk, I'll tell you a different pasuk. That's the derech of Shaf. The derech of Shaf is I'll tell you one pasuk. Now, I'll tell you va'oimer. Why va'oimer? Because maybe you'll have a question on my. I think my pasuk is a good pasuk, but maybe you'll have a question on my pasuk. Later, I'll tell you a different pasuk. But it doesn't mean that the first pasuk I said wasn't a good pasuk. So what's Tosfos bothered about? Tosfos bothered. Oh, now I understand why you need both pasukim. Why didn't we just go straight to the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam? Why should we? I brought you one pasuk, Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiros. You might have a question, maybe you'll have a question on me that Baneiros, maybe Baneiros, Hashem was only looking for big Averis, not for small Averis. Okay, I'll tell you another pasuk. But it doesn't mean my first pasuk wasn't a good pasuk. The first pasuk was also good. Just you have, maybe have a question on this, I'll tell you a second pasuk. But what was wrong with me bringing the first pasuk? Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says, I have a question. Why did we need to bring the middle pasuk? Why do we need the pasuk of Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiros? So Mashal says that this Tosfos really gives us the game away why Rav Chisda and Tadon Rebbe Shmuel, why both brought in the Gemara. This is a question Yossi asked right at the beginning of the sugya. Rav Chisda seems to say exactly the same as Tadon Rebbe Shmuel. Seems to say exactly the same. As Omar of Chisda, the man who metir, 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 mechibos, chibos, 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 mineris, mineris, miner. And then we had Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, who seems to say the same thing. He had the pasuk, he had another pasuk, he had another pasuk, he had another pasuk. Seemed to be following exactly the same way. Says Marshall, if you look in Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, I would never have a question that why did he bring the pasuk of Achapes Es Yerushalayim Baneiros and also the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Because it's a derech to bring two pasukim. I'll bring you one pasuk. If you don't like it, I'll bring you another one. That's the derech. If you look at Rav Chisda is subtle difference. He didn't say Va'oimer. Rav Chisda didn't say Va'oimer. What did Rav Chisda say? Lemadno mitzia mimitzia. Mitzia mechipos. Chippos mechippos, chippos mineiros, mineiros miner. You learn, that was it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's how you learn it. Not Va'oimer, and you'll tell me if you don't like it, I'll tell you another one. No, you learn it in this Mahalach. The Mahalach is, you learn, Metziah Me'metziah, Chippus from Chippus, Chippus Mineis, Neis Mineis. That's how you have to learn. Fictitious. Why do we have to learn Chippus from Neis? In a Chisad, it seems to say that each stage was critical to understand. So why Bemet do we have to learn Chippus from Neis? What are we learning from Chippus from Neis? Why couldn't Rav Chisda say you will learn straight Chippus from Neis? Again, according to Tanabeh Shmuel, it's not Muchach that each stage was necessary. Because when he said Vahim at the end, maybe Bemet he holds it's good enough to learn Chippus from Neis. It's good enough. Just you might have a question, I'll tell you another pasuk. If you ask me whether I learn Chippus is from Neis, Chippus is with a Neis, I'll tell you I've got two possible Mahalkim, two possible Pesukim. One is Neyois, Achapis is Yerushalayim Baneyois, and the second one is Ne'ashem Nishmas Adam, two perfectly valid Mekoyois, how to know how to do Chippus with a Ne'er. But in Evchist, you can't say that. Evchist says, how do you know Chippus from Ne'er is done with a Ne'er? And he told you the whole Hishtalshalis, the whole Droshim, Metziah, 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 Mechippus, Chippus, Mechippus, Chippus, Ne'er, Ne'er, Ne'er. That's how you know it. That means he's saying that each stage is necessary. Each stage is critical to understand. If you want to get to know how a chippus has to be done with a ner, you need every link of this chain. Every link you need. So that's the question here. Why do you need the link of neiros? Why couldn't we just learn straight chippus to ner? From ner, Hashem Nishmas Odom. So there's places you can't. You cannot. Why not? Because the pasuk of Ne'ah Shem Nishmas Adam Chayipes is not telling you how to check. It doesn't say that. It's telling you that Ne'ah Shem Nishmas Adam, and Hashem checks each innermost thought. It doesn't say Achapes Bener. So that's why we do need that middle stage. We need the stage of Achapes Yerushalayim Baneiros. We need that. We need that pasuk. That pasuk, without that pasuk, we wouldn't get anywhere. Now we have another question. Maybe the Neyos isn't effective. Maybe in Neyos, that Pasuk Hashem wanted up your small Neyos. How do we know? Because he didn't want to see small Averis. How do we know that a Neyos is so important and it's so good to see even small amounts of Chomet? Ah, now I'll bring you another Pasuk. So I need every Pasuk. Neyos Hashem Nishmas Adam defines for me what a Neyos is. It doesn't define to me how to check. It defines to me what a ner is. What's the power of a candle? What's the power of a candle? Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the power of a candle is something that is chayfiz tochad ibotin, is so strong that you can check even the most innermost thoughts. That's the power of a candle. And that therefore will be a gilui to us, will reveal to us what a chayfiz Yerushalayim b'neiros is. What's the searching with a candle? With candles. What's the candles there? What's the power of the candle there? The power of the candle is a great power. Strong. It checks great. Ah, very good. So that's a chapes with such a candle. So that's why you need every stage. Okay, it says Yimotzi. Someone else says chippos with mitzvahs together. Referring to Binyamin and the bag of Binyamin. So now we know chippos and mitzvah are linked. Somewhere else it tells you that Neiris is linked with Chippus. So we know that you have to do it with a Neiris. Now tell me, what's the power of a Neir? Another pasuk, Ne'ah Shem Nishmas Adam will be megalitas, the power of a Neir. So you need every stage, all the four stages, in order to get to the Ma'alach Lamaita that you need to check with a candle light. That's Kand of Etasis. Again, just a very quick stickum of Tesis. Tesis starts off with a question, then went on to a different question. Tesis starts off with a question, why are we learning Neiros Miner? That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say you're learning Chippus from there? You want to define how to do a Chippus. Say you learn Chippus from there. Tesis Terah, it is that Chippus in the Pasuk is not actually saying I'm a Chippus with a candle. So you can't learn Chippus with from the Neder. But what you can do is you can learn how Chippus is done with a candle from the pasuk in Tzfanya. That will tell me a chibur is done with a candle. And then we want to learn what the power of a candle is. That we learn neyois mineh. Now Hashem Nishmas Odom will reveal to us the power of a chapeis es Yisraelim b'neyus. And that's why Tesis says, now that you've told me that, now I understand why he needs all the four stages. You can't miss out any stage. You can't say Allah Metziah from Chippos, and which Chippos, the Chippos of now Hashem Nishmas Odom. Because that doesn't tell me that you're checking with a candle. So you need the middle pasuk of a chapeis es Yisraelim b'neyus. And then you need the last pasuk to define for us what a candle is. Very good. Tana Abonon, says the Gemara. Tana Abonon, in Boidkin, Loi Loi Achava, last line of the Gemara. In Boidkin. Loi. Loi. Yeah? Yes, you want to ask something?
I didn't understand what the difference between Ochizda and the Bay of Ishmael.
Ah, very good. Shkare for asking. If Chista, or let's start off with Tana Ben Yishmael. I think you'll find it easier that way. Tana Ben Yishmael, they said, you learn Hamatia from Chippos. And then it says, you learn Chippos from Neiris. And then it says, V'oimeh, Ne'a Hashem Nishmas Odom. Now, if it says it like that, it could very well be both Sukkim or valid Sukkim. Both Sukkim or good Makari is how to learn Chippos. Could be. Why did he bring another pasuk? That's because you might come and ask me on my first pasuk. In actual fact, I think the first pasuk is a good pasuk. But you might ask me and say, it's not mukhaf from the first pasuk. So I'll bring you another pasuk as well. At the end of the day, do I need the fourth pasuk? No. I could really learn the makor of Zikas Chametz from the pasuk of Achapes as Yerushalayim Baneir. But in Rav Chista, it's not like that. If you look at Rav Chista doesn't say, V'oime. Rav Chista said, you learn this from this, this from this, this from this, and this from this. That's what he says. Meaning that every point of it is necessary. You couldn't do away without any of it. You couldn't do away without every one of those links. It says, why is that necessary? Why is it so critical to have the pasuk of Neiros? Why is it critical for that? Why couldn't we skip that out and gone straight from Chippos to Ne? Why is it so critical to have the pasuk of Neiros? According to Tana Ben Yishmael, maybe it's not so critical. You could have maybe skipped out that stage. I'm giving you two separate pasukim. It's not so critical to have both. You could have chosen either one of them. Either one of those pasukim are good. I'm just telling you two pesukim because you might have difficulty with one of them. But both pesukim are good. According to Tana Ben Yishmael, we have no raya that you need all four. According to Rav Chista, it's clear that you need all four. Rav Chista said you need all four. So why do you need all four? That's what takes the bother about. Why in Rav Chista did you need that middle pasuk of Neiris? The place is there, you need it. Because the last pasuk doesn't tell you you're searching with a candle. So if it doesn't tell you searching with a candle, so we've got no right to say that we learn from this pasuk that Chippos needs to be done with a candle. So I need another pasuk that talks about with a candle. Which pasuk talks about with a candle? Achapes is Yerushalayim Baneiros. We need that. But on the other hand, that pasuk in Neiros doesn't really tell us the power of a Ner. Maybe that Ner is not so bright. So we have another pasuk now, Hashem Nishmas Odom, to help us explain, to clarify for us what the power of a candle is. That's why in Rav Chista, you see, stronger than Tana Ben Yishmael. In Rav Chista, you see every stage is needed. According to Tana Ben Yishmael, you don't see that. Yeah, you understand?
So, at the end of the day, then, there is no... I want to clarify regarding the debate, Tana Ben Beit Rabbi Yishmael. According to what the Rav is saying, the pasuk was just saying, if you don't like my first pasuk, so accept my second pasuk. Each pasuk was fine. But that means that the Rav is saying the first pasuk, the first, because we had five sukkim, or four sukkim. The first pasuk on its own is not sufficient to teach us nil. The flow of what the Rav is saying, or this answer, doesn't make sense to me because We're saying, I only told you the Omer to tell you the second, the fourth pasuk was to say, if you don't like my third pasuk, I'll give you another pasuk. But what about the first and the second? I also use this lashon of the Omer. And I need all the pasukim.
Yeah, those two pasukim are critical. If you look in the Gemara, when the Gemara said, my the Omer, and the Gemara answered it, the Gemara only answered the last pasuk. I mean, the first two pasukim of Avada are critical. The Shaila is the third or the fourth. We didn't understand, why do you need to tell me a fourth pasuk? We can learn it from the third pasuk. There it is. No, you might have a question on the third pasuk, I'll tell you a fourth pasuk. But at the end of the day, we could have done 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 4. Either of those would be good. But with a chista, you see you need 1, 2, 3, 4. You need all four. If you just have 1, 2, 3, you wouldn't know it. If you'd have 1, 2, 4, you wouldn't know it. You need all four. Ah, why do you need all four? There we have a kasha. Why do you need all four? In places, because you can't learn chippos from there. You can't do 1, 2, 4, because I would never know chippos is done with a candle. My apostle's not saying you do chippos with a candle. That's why you need 1, 2, 3. But 3 is also not good enough, says Rav Chista. Not because maybe you'll say it. 3 is not good enough because you don't know the power of a candle. He needs 4 to tell me the power of a camel.
Okay, and one last question. If we see that in the case of Binyamin, they didn't use a candle, let's assume. So we see that chippos can be done without it. How do we answer that again? He wasn't successful, though.
No, it was successful.
I was thinking of the trophy.
We were never saying that every time it says the word chippos, we didn't have a proper term to answer you. Just... we weren't really saying that every time it says chippos, it has to be done exactly in the same manner. And the storyline had to be done with a candle. But you see, when the Torah speaks about searching, the Torah speaks about it with a candle. Whether or not they had a candle there, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know the story. Mustama didn't have a camel. I don't know the story there. It was done in daylight. But we see when the Torah talks about chippos, the Torah refers to that together with a candle. The ideal chippos is with a candle. Hey, I don't have a proper answer to you, Yossi. I have to leave that question open. I don't have a real answer to you. You're asking that every time it says the word chippos in the Torah now, it should always be done with a candle. Yeah. So we don't really know. Maybe it was done with a candle. We don't really know, but I somehow find it hard to understand, to think that. But you never know.
Wouldn't it matter if it's day or night? And when they did the Hebrews by Binyamin, it was morning, right? So a candle might have already browned out by the sun.
Right. So the problem is, we'll have to see in the next Gemara, the next line of Gemara, which we'll see, I guess, tomorrow. The next line of the Gemara, we'll have to see whether it helps Bechlal to have a candle at daylight. Like, if it would help at daylight, it's very good. So we have an answer that they used the candle, Laniach, in the time of Binyamin, even though it was daylight. But we'll see in the next time that the Gemara is not so poshut, where the candle helps Bechlal at daylight. So we'll have to leave that question open for the time being. Okay, so we'll have to leave the Gemara now for tomorrow, I guess. Tana Rabbanan, tomorrow. Should all feel well.
Amen.
Oh, feel free to call me if you have questions, yeah?
Okay.
Fine, okay, that's awesome.